It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Grillin' Guys show. It's Saturday morning. Get out and fire up your grill. I'm Randy, here with Barbecue Bob's back in the studio. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, we're glad to have you back. Bob did a little junket out to Utah, doing a little R&D for us on some new equipment on his show. He's going to give us a little wrap-up on that a little later, but got a busy show. Also in the studio with us is Michael this morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, I have no fabulous travel stories to share. I'm pretty much under house arrest at this point.
Well, that's all good. You know what? Because Bob's got some good ones. He picked up a bunch of information. Today, we're going to be celebrating St. Paddy's Day here in the studio.
Aye.
Coming up on Thursday, it's the traditional Irish holiday where we've got a lot of stuff going on in West Michigan. We're going to run down that. Got some cool Irish guests today. Bob's going to give us, you know, we go out to Cowboy Rob Russell all the time and get recipes, but we overlook our best griller on our team, and that's Barbecue Bob. He's got a corned beef brisket recipe for us today, so we're going to be doing that. Got one that'll knock your socks off your neighbor. That is a lolly chop recipe. Got that from a guy named Chef Andrew Smith. He's a corporate chef out at Bissell. And he's got an incredible recipe. I've used this a few times. You will not believe how good these lamb chops are. Going to talk to Billy Quinn from Quinn & Tuohy's. He's actually going to come in the studio. Then we're going to do Brad DeBuilders coming in from Timberland Homes, going to give us some spring cleanup stuff. And then we're going to run down some Irish celebrations all over. So got a busy day, but got some grilling tips. Bob's going to give us a little man law. Everything's good. And guess what? We're still naming the pig. The little girl doesn't have a name yet.
I find that hard to believe since I solved this riddle in the first 5 minutes of that pig's existence.
Well, the deal is there. You can't win.
I know. Story of my life.
Let's get right going with this. You know, what is St. Paddy's Day? Bob, you got any feel for that?
It's a day we go down to Quinn and Tuohy's every year.
Yeah, and he's coming here today.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, St. Paddy's Day is the Irish. We all know that. There's a big parade in town today, as a matter of fact. It's going to kick off at 11 o'clock. Going to go right in front of the station here. So maybe after the show here, we'll roll down there and watch the little leprechauns roll by.
That sounds like a riot.
Yeah, an absolute riot. That's my best Irish. I ain't got a bone Irish in me.
No, you really do not.
We'll stay away from that the rest of the day.
I bet you can drink like one.
Well, you know, I've drank with several. Does anybody know an Irish guy that doesn't enjoy a pint?
Just recovering alcoholics.
Yeah, right.
Not one that would admit it, no.
Right, exactly. That's crazy. But, you know, all my Irish friends are a lot of fun, and this is their day to celebrate. You know, it's interesting, though, that I did a little statistic look up here, and there's 36.5 million U.S. residents that claim to have Irish roots. But there's only about one-ninth of that actually in Ireland. So I guess they grow them there and then send them our way.
Well, and then you've got the fact that population explodes on St. Patrick's Day as everybody claims to have some 15th cousin once removed that comes from the old country.
Yeah, that just gives them a license to drink beer, right?
I'm Scottish. I keep my license all the time, so.
Yeah, and again, Bob, you got any Irish in you?
No, my wife's about a quarter Irish. So.
Is she?
I get a little Irish once a year.
So the kids got some Irish in them, though, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you awesome. Know, like you said, if you're just a fraction of Irish, you're Irish on St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
I think everybody's Irish on St. Paddy's Day.
Well, you got to be. I mean, as it's someone with Scottish blood on both sides, we don't even have our own holiday. We've got to live vicariously through the Irish.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody does on that day. The music's pretty good. And we've got some great music coming up from Craig Wisely to end the show.
You know,
they're a Michigan band. A couple of guys are from Chicago, but we've known those guys for years, and they're you're going to like them.
I'll tell you, too, Billy Quinn from Quinn & Tuohy's, who's coming up later, those guys, if you're looking for an authentic Irish experience, I used to live literally right around the corner from that joint and walked home from there on many an evening, and they do it upright. They really do, man. If you haven't found that place on Plainfield, you need to go check it out if you want to get away from experience that you'll get at other, you know, the pub equivalent to the big box store. There's going to be plenty of those that hang up some shamrocks and call themselves an Irish pub for a day. Quinn and Tui's does it 365.
Yeah, you know what? We've got a couple of those on the show today. We're going to jet out to Cannonsburg and talk to Don Kurlewicz out there. He's the Polish owner of an Irish pub. His is authentic as they get. We're going to go the other direction, out towards Muskegon, out there to Conklin, and talk to Marianne Reagan, who is the proprietor out there at Fenian's, and she'll be calling in. And these are, you know, we're about that. We want to go to the tradition, get right down to the roots, and see these people that are doing Irish 365, not the ones that, like you said, are only doing it on the weekends and when it's popular.
Well, and lost in some of the St. Patrick's Day nonsense, and you'll get to it in this show, is the food. All too many times people go out and they're like, green beer and vomit. That's my St. Patrick's Day, one followed by the other. The traditional Irish food that comes along with this holiday is fantastic, and they start early.
They do. They begin to eat about as soon as they get up. I know that a couple of the places around are doing traditional Irish breakfast with the corned beef hash and some bangers and things of that nature. Bob, can you tell me, what is a banger?
In terms of what the Irish think,
yes,
it's a sausage.
Okay. Is it made any special way?
Yeah, they grind the heck out of it. They throw everything in, pig lips and chicken lips and all that stuff.
But it's a smooth grind, right? I mean, it's not a chunky sausage.
Yeah. It's what you'd call an American grind, which is ironic. But.
Right. Yeah. You know, some of the time, I've heard different Irish authorities, so to speak, tell me that corned beef is really not one of the dishes that is traditionally Irish, although everywhere I go and everybody I talk to, corned beef and cabbage is like the staple food.
Absolutely.
Of the Irish. So whether it is or it isn't, I think as Americans, maybe we've adopted that. There's some other things that they've got, too, that are down this food list. They do a lot with potatoes. And they got a lot of potato dishes. There's one that's called Champs, which when I looked at the recipe, it's pretty much mashed potatoes and about a pound of butter. Doesn't sound too bad, does it?
No, it's pretty big in our house.
Pretty much all traditional Irish cooking involves whatever it is in a pound of butter, as I understand it.
That's right. And we've got, there's one potato dish, which is kind of like a potato pancake they call Boxty, B-O-X-D-Y. You got a leg of lamb. They got Irish stew, shepherd's pie. What is shepherd's pie, anyway?
It's just a meat and potato pie. It's like a pasty in a pie pan.
Okay, so it's the Irish
version. A
little
bit of gravy inside it sometimes.
Okay, yeah. The Irish version of a pasty.
And calcannon, which is potatoes and cabbage.
Yeah, again, all made together, right?
None of it for the grill, though.
Right.
I don't even know why we're doing this. It's not grill food.
Well, these are side dishes, but let's talk a little bit about grill food, Bob. Oh. Corned beef brisket, okay? We've shot down to Texas and talked about brisket from time to time. Actually, you and I got in a grilling competition where we had to make a brisket, and it turned out okay. We made a couple tactical errors, but tell everybody, what is a brisket, and how do you go about cooking one?
Well, if you're going to do corned beef brisket, you're going to buy the corned beef. You're not going to try and corn it yourself.
Okay, but corn really isn't corn, is it?
Nope. It's salt.
Yeah, it's kind of a brining process.
A little touch of vinegar. They do some coriander and stuff in it, pepper. But when you buy corned beef, it's going to be extremely salty.
Okay.
So if you're going to grill it, no matter how you're going to cook it, you're going to want to soak it for like at least a half hour per pound every hour. Changing your water out, rinsing the thing off. It's saltier than heck.
Yeah.
Because throw it on your sidewalk right now and take the ice off.
Yeah. Yeah, it might add a little crunch to it, too. Uh-huh. But the actual term corning is, it relates to the size of the grain of salt. It was like rock salt that they did this with. We're going to talk to Marianne out at Fenian's, and she explained this to me, so we'll save that for that segment. But how corned beef really gets corned. But anyway, let's talk about brisket. So we soak it, and then what do we do with it?
Well, put your rub on it, maybe a little coriander and cracked pepper, and throw it into a grill. Put a pan of water under it, maybe with some water and vinegar, and grill it for maybe 2 hours. Get it up to 165s max on that, I would think, for beef. And if you have something that'll do an indirect job, like Michael's got the Good One smoker, I'll throw it in there. Don't put any smoke on it. It'll get enough off the charcoal.
Okay, when you say put it in a pan with vinegar and water, are you actually setting the meat right in the water?
Well, if you have a double rack on your grill, or if you can make a rack, put your pan under it. You could lay it right in the pan with water and just a touch of vinegar, but you can do it any way you like. But there is a way to grill it that way.
What's that concoction do? What's the vinegar and water do? Why? What's it for?
Well, it just breaks it down a little bit, tenderizes it.
All right. Cool. So then you got your spices on there. It's indirect heat then?
You know, you've probably carved a bunch of the fat off it at that point, or the butcher did. So there's not going to be, it's a real lean piece without that. So you have to be very careful putting it on the grill. You'll dry it out. Without some sort of water or indirect heat, you'll dry it out.
Okay. And I've heard traditionally that brisket is a tougher cut of meat. Are we doing anything besides the vinegar and water to tenderize it?
Well, that's why you're going to want to leave it in there and get it up to about 165 on a slow cook.
Okay.
You know, low temperature, long time.
Right. So that's grilling one. Can you smoke a brisket? I mean, that's a more traditional barbecue way to do it, is smoking it, isn't
it? You can throw it in the smoker, but you got to be careful to go easy on the smoke, because you're going to change the complexity of the meat.
Okay. And would you smoke it a lot longer than you would grill it?
Yeah, because if you're going into an indirect smoker or something like Michael and I use, and you use, obviously, the good one, you just want to go mostly charcoal.
Okay.
You're not going to want to throw any smoke on it. You'll get enough smoke off the charcoal.
But it might take 6, 8, 10 hours, depending on the size of the brisket?
Yeah, depending on the size. You're going to want your internal temperature to get to 165 to 175.
Okay.
If you're going on an indirect, you could run it up to 185, 190 real easily and not hurt it. But if you're on a grill, you're going to want to be real careful.
How do I know when it's done?
Just taste it.
Oh, hey, that's a good
cut
thing.
Cut a little piece off it.
Cut a little piece
should
off.
Should get a little bit of bark on it.
Yep.
A little bit of crust.
Yeah, bark crust, right? Yep. That's just a little hardening on the outside that, mm-hmm. that tells you that it's cooking down a little bit.
Yeah, like you and I have.
Right. Yeah, a little bark on the outside, nice running sap on the inside. That's awesome.
Michael's still a young buck. He doesn't have any bark yet.
Also, yeah. Both soaked in vinegar, ironically. I don't know what that's about.
Not in St. Paddy's Day.
Right.
We'll probably be soaking in like some Arcadia Imperial Stout, which we'll be talking about a little bit later.
Yeah, so when you get your brisket off, how are you serving it? What are we doing to prepare that for the table? Are you just cutting it? You cut it with the grain, against the grain? What do you do?
Yeah, brisket, you usually want to cut against the grain. It's a great question. And you want to go like diagonally across the meat. Put your knife blade on an angle so that you're slicing across it. It'll help tenderize it, because it is brisket. I mean, corned beef can be a little stringy, so cutting across the grain, you'll be a lot safer.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. It's 107.3 WBBL. It's Saturday morning. Get out and fire up your grill. We just got a lot of things coming up for you today that we're going to go through. We're jetting out to Conklin, Michigan, which is just west of Grand Rapids here, between here and Muskegon. Billy Quinn's coming in from Quinn and Tui's Brad to Builder segment is coming up. Hey, don't forget to spring ahead. Tonight is the night that the clocks get set ahead, so don't get up late tomorrow and miss your appointments in the morning. And if you get a chance, come downtown and see the parade today. There's an Irish parade starting at 11.
We're the Grilling Guys.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.